Philip Semple PF. If these are incurred to this date, is 09/04/2025. Dictation is for Anthony Madden. Madden spells M-A-R-I-N. Anthony spells A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Date of birth is 11/20/2020. This is a 4-year-old child accompanied by parents with fever. Mom said this has been going on for approximately 5 days. She's been given over-the-counter medication with no improvement period. So she brought child in today because he's complaining of vomiting and the pain, right ear pain period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Mom reports cough, says cough is rattling slash wheezy. Next line, she reports vomiting. Said he vomited once a day. She was trying to give him some medicine when he vomited, period. Next line, mom reported runny nose and said he appeared to be having some wheezing when he breathes, period. Next line, says child has loss of appetite but is tolerating fluids well. Next line, reports runny nose, says discharge from his nose is clear, sometimes green. And she also reports throat pain, period. Next paragraph, past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history denies tobacco smoke exposure. Next line, medication is none. Next line, allergies is none. Next line, family history is none. Next line, physical examination, child is laboratory entity, has moist mucous membranes. Appears in mild distress. Next line, nose congested, clear discharge. Erythematous and edematous terminates. Next line, right ear. Effusion is present. Effusion appears purulent. TM is erythematous. Dull to light reflex. No tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. Patient has diffuse inspiratory and expiratory wheezes. No use of accessory muscles. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Patient is tachycardic of 128. Next paragraph. Respiration is 18. Temperature is 100.1, period. Next paragraph. Abdomen, undistended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, normal bowel sounds, no tenderness of palpation, no rebound, no guarding, period. Next paragraph, skin, no abrasions, lacerations, microtubules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period. Next paragraph, extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion, he bears weight well with no ontologic gait, period. Next paragraph, neuro, alert oriented, 93. Mood and effect are normal. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is right otitis media with diffusion. Next, assessment number two is RSV bronchiolitis. Number three, nausea and vomiting. Number four, rhinitis. Number five, sore throat. Number six, fever, period. In a clinic today, the following tests were done: COVID, strep, flu, and RSV. RSV is positive, COVID, strep, and flu are negative. Next line, patient was given a breathing treatment consists of albuterol and Atrovent times 1. Next line, he was given Zofran, 4 milligrams sublingual. Next line, he was given Tylenol, 7 milliliters PO. After the Zofran, he tolerated the Tylenol well with no vomiting. Next line, mom, both parents and I had a discussion about child's condition and the need for him to be away from school until Monday as his condition is highly contagious. Said they understand. I encourage patient to increase fluids, to come back to the clinic if worse, go to nurse emergency room if we are closed, period. Mom and dad were sent home with the following medication for your child. 1, a nebulizer machine with mask and tubing, number 1. Next line, next medication, albuterol, 2.5/3 mL. You would give 1.5 mL with home nebulizer 3 times a day, PRN for cough and wheezing. Next line, Next medication, Singulair 4 milligrams chewable, 1 daily for 30 days, number 30. Next medication, Amoxicillin 250/5 mils. 5 mils POTID for 10 days, number 150 mils. Parents were given the opportunity to ask questions. Says she has none. Child will be home from school until Monday. End of dictation.